My first tool pouch could have been a shirt pocket. The only tool Dad truly trusted me with was the flashlight. He ran the cordless drill and Sawzall. I ran the flashlight. He was a master electrician, and I started helping him when I was around 11 or 12. At first, I wasn't so good at holding the flashlight. I got distracted pretty easily. "Hey, it's a moth." And Dad would say, "LJ, I need you to shine the light on my hands. I can't see." Well, after a while, I got pretty good. We made a pretty good team, and that's when he upgraded me to my first official bona fide leather tool pouch. One Christmas, I opened up one of my gifts, and inside the box was my very own genuine tool pouch. It was time to step up my game. I wasn't just holding the flashlight anymore. No siree. I had been promoted. I filled my pouch with some screwdrivers, hammer, wire cutters, adjustable wrench, pair of pliers, and an electrician's best friend, roll of electrical tape. "Look out, Ohio, here I come." He even let me use the cordless drill. I had just enough tools to do the work and just enough knowledge to be dangerous doing it. We guys love tools. We could vacation at Lowe's. But we're not the first to love tools. Nehemiah and the dads in his day loved tools too. Nehemiah had a pretty posh job. He was the king's cupbearer in Babylon. It was his job to taste test the wine the king drank before the king drank it. If he died, it was poisoned, and it's time to start accepting applications for a new cupbearer. But Nehemiah wasn't from Babylon. He was an Israelite, and he and his people were imprisoned in Babylon as POWs. But news reached Nehemiah that his hometown of Jerusalem was in rubble and ruin. The wall was destroyed, the temple was destroyed, the town was destroyed. It broke his heart. He could have shrugged it off and said, "At least I'm safe." But his heart broke for his people and his city. So he asked his boss for some time off to go home, 500 miles away. And the king gave him the paid time off he needed. He even gave him a letter telling everyone to leave him alone and give him whatever he needed. Happy Dad's Day, dads. You're listening to LJ Harry, and you're listening to The Toolbox on Simplify. Nehemiah left his plush posh job and hoofed it 500 miles home. When he saw his city, his heart really broke. It's one thing to hear the city is destroyed. It's another thing to see it destroyed. But God healed his heart and put it in his heart to rebuild the city. Nehemiah rallied the troops and picked up their tools and went to work. Morale was high. They were excited. Workers were whistling. You could hear tools for miles. And according to the book of Nehemiah, many of the men worked on the section of the wall right in front of their own house. That was a smart move by Nehemiah, and it was insurance that they would build the wall right. They wouldn't take shortcuts so they could go fishing faster if they knew their family was in danger. If the enemy found a weak place in the wall right in front of your house, guess whose family was the first to suffer the ravage of war? That's one reason we have a toolbox. Our tools aren't hammers and pliers. Our tools are praise and prayer and worship. God has subcontracted us to build our families. If we've ever been excited to build anything in our lives, we ought to be excited to build our family. We are building sons and daughters and wives who will love God. So men, build. Use your tools. Pray for your family. Each day before your children head off to school, kneel in your home and pray for God to keep them. Build the wall for your kids. Pray for your wife. Each day pray for God to protect and keep her. And ask God to help you to bless her. Even if your children are grown and gone, pray for them each day for them to live for God and bring up their own family to live for God. Even if you don't have children, have never had children, pray for children in the church where you worship. We don't realize the protective power of our prayers. Build this into your family. When crisis comes, we don't fall apart. We run to Jesus. When we don't know what to do, we run to the one who does. We're a praying family. But I must warn you, when you start praying, get ready. This is the small print warning on the label of the drill. Don't use this drill when asleep, or in the shower, or as a dental drill. Who's using a DeWalt to fill cavities? Here's the warning on this powerful tool of prayer. When you pray, the enemy hears you too. As Nehemiah and his men were building the wall, a couple of sandbaggers named Sanballat and Tobiah came to stop it. They made fun. "If a fox jumped on the wall, it would fall down." "What is this, junior high?" And they made threats. You better stop building that wall or else. But Nehemiah wasn't afraid. He has his hard hat on. He's standing on a half-finished section of the wall, rallying the troops. He can see the fear in their eyes. And he said, remember who you're building for. We're building this wall for God, and we're building this wall for our families. And we're building this wall for our neighbors, for our nation, for our people. Sanballat and Tobiah just kept coming back, but Nehemiah pointed up and reminded the men, we're building this wall for him. Then he pointed around to their families and for them. And because they remembered they were building for him and for them, they finished the wall in record time, 52 days. Do you know how they were able to finish in such a short time? They remembered, we're building this wall for him and for them, and God was on their side. Dads, God is on our side. We're not just building a fire pit or a deck. We're building our wives, our sons, our daughters, our families. And we're building an apostolic church in our city who needs an apostolic church. We're building for him and for them. So let's use the tools, the praise, the prayer, the worship, and the user's manual, the Word of God, to build who and what God has called us to build. Thank God he gave us a toolbox. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you today for the tools you've given us. Help us, O Lord, to build everything and everyone we build all for your glory. Help us to build for you and help us to build for our families. Help us to build for our city, for our church. Help us, Jesus, to build who and what you're calling us to build. I pray, God, you would give every man who's listening, every dad who's listening, every parent who's listening to this podcast, I pray, God, you would give us a love for the people we're building and help us, Lord, to be faithful in building them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Well, I really do hope you're having a great Dad's Day, and I hope you have enjoyed this episode. I hope it's helped you. I do encourage you to read the book of Nehemiah. It's an excellent book and so many great principles. There's also another good book that accompanies Nehemiah, written about Nehemiah, and it was written by Chuck Swindoll called Hand Me Another Brick. Great book about the story of Nehemiah. If this episode did bless you and you enjoyed it, I'm so glad. Please share it with others. Tell others about Simplify, maybe in another city, another state, another country, another continent. Let them know that Simplify has helped you in your walk with God, and it can help them in theirs. And if you would like to purchase a copy of Simplify, the devotional from which this podcast was launched, you can purchase that. It's a 52-week devotional. You can purchase it at PentecostalPublishing.com. It's available in print. It's also available on Kindle. Next week, I'm planning a devotion called We Smell Like Smoke. I hope you'll enjoy it. I trust you will. And I trust it'll also challenge you. It certainly challenged me. I look forward to talking about that with you next time. And always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.